When Westfield College accepted male students from the mid-1960s, did the atmosphere change once it was mixed? Well, obviously it did. I mean, you had, as soon as you have a mix in the seminar, you have different chemistry around, which can be both good and irritating, depending on how it's handled. But on the whole, I think it was a very good thing. The other thing that was very interesting, of course, that this almost coincided, pretty well coincided, with the rise of feminism. So that you'd both got the males there and the rise of feminism, women's lib as it was initially, was being hotly debated and between the sexes. So that was healthy. And certainly in a university where you can debate it rather than scream about it, if you're lucky, this had its I think it's very valuable time, a very valuable use. Then what was it like moving from Westfield to Queen Mary? I found that very stimulating and challenging, and politically certainly I found it suited me very well, because the idea of serving the local community, that sense of serving something that needed that service, seemed to me to be very much part of the Westfield ethos, which had been, Westfield having been founded to get women into higher education. And once you had the connection with the local community here, you had all the very rich cultural mix that meant that one was offering university teaching and had the challenge of getting that across to members of the local community, and them to be teaching English as a cultural language and as an international language. That I found deeply satisfying.